Episode 1131, Love and Health.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day and happy Valentine's Day. My love and my heart goes out to you. Can you believe it? It's supposed to be Cupid's Day. You know what? Today it's all about your day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and we're talking about love and health. Let's dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it is Valentine's Day, and hopefully you've had a couple moments to jot a note down or to leave a love posted or to send even a love text to someone near and dear to your heart. Because did you know that love and health are intertwined in amazing ways? Valentine's Day is a good reminder that love fosters more than cards, chocolate, and sappy chick flicks. All of those are great. But what better way to celebrate your health than with the one you love? Love benefits your health immensely. And these benefits are enhanced when cultivating a long-term, calm, stable relationship with one you care for deeply. Yes, this can be your sweetheart, but it also can be your best friend for like the last 15 years or so, someone that you care for. But in our talk, we're going to speak to marriage, what it is to be combined in that love and where the love and the health meets. It's not about the tingly feeling you get when you see him across the room. The key is connection, feeling worthy, respected, and valued, a sense of belonging, that connection that we all want. We were created to form relationships. That's how God wanted it. Otherwise, you know what? God didn't have to make us, honestly. He could have done anything else he wanted, but here on earth, we're kind of chaotic creatures, if you think about it. We mess a lot of things up, but one thing that we don't mess up is his creation, and that creation is love, that connection. A deep and interlocking relationship helps to strengthen the love and health component to your wellness. Not much of us sit around in front of a fireplace talking about our love and health. We want to be eating our bonbons and our ice cream and chatting or reading poetry or having beautiful music played behind us, whatever it is, but it's not about love and health. But today I want to talk about it. Because I think it's important to know and understand where marriage comes in to your life. Yes, you said I do, for better or for worse. Maybe you've been married to the same man for years and years and years. Maybe you have been married to a man and then you divorced and then you remarried. Wherever you are in your relationship that God has said, I am going to be a part of, and you have made him a part of your relationship. Because I do believe it's three. It's the Trinity. It's you, your spouse, and God. And we tend to forget the importance of love. And being Valentine's Day, I thought, you know what? It is all about love. But love comes into our health and our wellness. The buzzword of balance. Well, we tend to leave that buzzword out when it comes to love. But marriage is important. And it's a commitment. And we have to understand how deep and interlocking a relationship called marriage can either strengthen or can break your life when it comes to your health. So now most of what we're talking about today, the research has been done with people who have been married. So if you're not married, have no fear. You can still use this information for your wellness. Just know and understand that you're going to be applying it to your long-term relationships. So a really, really close friend or a coworker that you've known forever, or maybe a business partner, okay? But in the way I'm talking about it, we're going to talk about it in a couple sense. So a man and a woman being together. So what benefits are linked to love and health? You got to know these benefits. So let's break it down. Some of the benefits for love and health: reduce depression and substance abuse. You have more to live for. It's not just about you anymore, but someone else. There's no social isolation. You don't feel all by yourself, and that gives hope. And with hope, you have less depression and a less desire for substance abuse. You don't want to just sit there and eat your half a gallon of ice cream. Okay, that's not substance abuse, but food can be a way of abuse to our body. Seriously. But we're talking also more importantly about drug abuse, alcohol abuse, substance abuse. But when you connect the love and the health, it reduces depression and substance abuse. Number two, it lowers your blood pressure and you have less anxiety. There were researchers at the State University of New York at Stony Brook that used functional MRI scans that showed the main difference came in long-term relationships. Okay, this group that they were studying, where the bonding area of the brain was lit up more than the area where anxiety was. That's pretty incredible when you have that. And also your blood pressure is lowered. Why? Because there's someone else to help carry the load. You don't have to do it all by yourself. Some of these you're like, this is common sense. It is, but you don't think about it, do you? If I would have said that marriage is actually something that's good for you and you just had a fight this morning, you're probably like, no, it does not go hand in hand. Yes, it does. And that's why we're talking about it today. Number three, some other benefits, pain control. I found this very interesting personally. They did a study of 127,000 adults and they found that they were less likely to complain about back pain and headaches by being married. That love and health connection. Pain control. Pretty cool, huh? Number four, you're going to have fewer colds and faster healing. Woohoo! Sign me up, especially with the way the flu is going around this season. With less anxiety and stress, your immune system is stronger and not compromised. Therefore, you are able to ward off colds and flu after being exposed to them. And if you're injured, you heal faster. So if you get a cut on your hand, you're going to heal faster. That wound heals faster. Some of this is common sense. Why? Because your body is not in survival mode. It's not trying to get through all the chaos that's being created in your world because you're calmer. Now, I know there are times that you're going to feel totally chaotic and things are crazy and you're going, blah, 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 blah. I get that. But that doesn't mean that you're going to have more colds and less healing. No, you're going to have fewer colds and faster healing because you have less anxiety and less stress. There's a Swedish proverb that says, shared joy is double joy, shared sorrow is half sorrow. Look at it in the terms of marriage. You're sharing life together, love and health. Let's look at another benefit. Number five, you've got better stress management. Who needs better stress management? I have five children. I need lots of stress management. When you're with the one you love and you have that support, you cope better with the stressors in your life. Yes, you can still be crazy. Things are going to happen, accidents unplanned for, life events that you didn't even think or could imagine. And you're faced with, but you know what? Because you're together, you can handle it better. You cope better. And you don't, you don't go back to the depression. You don't go to substance abuse and all of that. So there's so many benefits. And ultimately, you live a longer, happier, healthier life because you are connected. You live longer. You eliminate loneliness and induce joy. Shared joy is double joy. Shared sorrow is half sorrow. We can learn a lot from those benefits, combining the love and health. Where does it all fit together? Marriage was created for not just because, it was because relationships are that important. It's the connection. God had it right from the very beginning. That is definitely a happy Valentine's Day. And here's a bonus for you. Did you know chocolate is good for you? I know, just like you want me to tell you, wine is good for you. Drink all you want. Okay, I'm not going to tell you that. But I am going to tell you that chocolate is good for you. The darker, though, the better. So indulge a little today. And then add it into your diet, a little here and a little there. I would go darker, though. Did you know darker chocolate actually contains less sugar overall? And so, you know, look at those benefits. Come on, add that chocolate in. And if you're ready, do something to get your heart pumping too. It does your body good in and out of bed. Oh, I know. I've got you smiling, don't I? Okay, come on. It is Valentine's Day. We've got to keep the love and health in our life. It's vitality, right? It keeps us going. So if you're wanting to capitalize on love and health, then lean in. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Lean in. Lift up your sweetheart. So you had a fight this morning. Forgive and move on. And now lift them up. Send that sweet text. Not now while you're driving. Not now while you're running on the treadmill because you might fall off. I've done that before. Okay, I haven't fallen off completely, but I have stumbled a couple times. It's not a healthy way to work out. So stop, pause for a moment, pull over, wait till you get to work, wait till after you drop the kids off. Maybe you're sitting in the post office parking lot because you're dropping off the bills. Send a sweet little text. Lift up your sweetheart. Also, experience new things together. I know we get stuck in a rut, don't we? Me included, except for when you're moving across country with, two full semis and, stories to tell. Talk about challenges and something new. I feel like I'm always experiencing something new in our relationship. Love and health. Experience new things together. And you don't have to do something extravagant, meaning moving cross country with semis and you have to have 5 children. You don't have to do that. It is an experience, though. But what you can do are little things, even. Maybe you have never gone to a drive-in movie. Did you know they still exist? Okay, it is wintertime, so maybe not a good idea today. But when springtime and summertime comes around, go in those cooler nights. Go to a drive-in movie. Go roller skating. Did you know they actually have skating rinks still open? And I'm not talking ice skating. I love ice skating, though. I would so tell you to go ice skating. But if you're afraid of the ice part, hit the roller rink. It's probably a little safer for you. For me, I prefer the ice. But experience new things together. And most importantly, be present. Get caught up in each other's eyes. Look at him as if it was the first time you saw him across the room. Yeah, maybe he has a little beer belly now. Maybe he doesn't seem to stand as tall. But you know what? When you stand tall next to him, he'll stand taller. Because he's got you on his side. Be present. It's so important. God blessed you with a gift of love and health. You can combine them together or you can tear them apart. It's up to you. But God is so magnificent. He's worked it all out together. And the benefits? I would say keep them together. It's a pretty good double date, love and health. Maybe you want some help in your wellness, where you're walking, your journey, trying to figure out, oh my gosh, what does my menu look like? I just can't get it right. I'm trying to take care of me, but my kids need to be fed too, but I can't eat the same thing. Wherever you are in that journey, I want to help you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. Let you and I chat about where you are right now so we can get you headed in the right direction with some new strategies. Lean in. Click on that link. Take a chance. Love and health. The best double date ever. What is it going to take for you to be the change, to live, love, and impact? Sometimes it does take us falling down, having the test results that we really didn't want from our doctor, a scare. Sometimes it does take that, oh my gosh, I had no idea, to rock our world. Whether you've had your world rocked or you're sitting pretty high in the sky right now and you're like, oh, life's really good. Take heart today. Live, love, and impact. Love and health goes hand in hand and heart to heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.